The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, when it discusses Avram, sometimes it refers to him as Avram, another time as Avram Avinu. So when it talks about the 10 generations from Noach to Avram, this is Avram. When it talks about, when it compares and contrasts Talmidim of Avram to Bilam, it says Avram Avinu. What's the difference between Avraham and Avram Avinu? So the Rav Chaim Velazhin points out, is when it says Avram Avinu, Avinu, our father, it's like a genetic connection. It's given over. Ma'isa Avo Simon Labanim. We're talking about this Avraham in general, so we use his name. But Avram Avinu, he passed it over to genetics, as points out, like the famous Drushas Haran, that the Ran points out, why did Avram look for a wife for Yitzchak in his hometown? Why not in another town? Hello, Ovde Avodah Zarah, but hello, Ovde Avodah Zarah. So the Ran answers, because in Avram's hometown, they had Midas Tovos. So Hashkafa is just external to a person, so you can just re-educate someone. But as Yisrael Salanter used to say, it's harder to correct one bad midah than to finish shas. And finishing shas ain't easy. But to have a bad midah and work on that, that's a lot of hard work. So midas tova, midas, to turn someone from non-observant to observant. So it's done. We see it's done a lot. You have the proper kiyur of chokim. You know how to talk to someone. Teach by example, teach by giving shir. But changing a midas, someone who has midas rose into midas tovas, of course anything could be done, but it's much harder. It's more ingrained. And that's why the Rambam writes, Gemara in Yevamos, that he's never met, like in all Jewish communities, and we could confirm it even after the Rambam, that there's always a hachnasas, there's a bikur cholim, whether it's an official group or people do it. There is, you have people do the taharas, the levayas, the bikur cholim, food for the poor. So that's what the Gemara says. Anyone doesn't, if you're a cruel person, with choshesh, that you're not from, you don't come from Avram Avinu. We don't say, by other men, we don't say if you're not davening, we're koshish you from Avram Avinu. But Avram Avinu is the Midas Tovas. So the Midas Tovas were given over to the genetic Klai Yisrael. And therefore, that's how the Rambam explains in different places. That's the ultimate simcha is giving to others. It's not filling up, like Simchas Yanta, filling up your belly with meat and wine. That's not a bad idea either. But the ultimate simcha is helping others. That's what Klai Yisrael stands, and that's what they explain the two the difference between the Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea, and the Kinneret is that they both get water from the same area, but the Dead Sea just gets water. And the Kinneret not only gets water, but gives back water. Because if a person just takes, so then you're not living. It's like the Dead Sea, but living is giving. And that's why, so that's what the Yesod is. When we talk about Midas Tovas, we compare and contrast the Midas of Avram Avinu to Bilam. And then we call him Avram Avinu because that's part of the genetics of Klai Yisrael of to be an to emulate Avram Avinu in his acts of chesed. And that's what they say is just follow, especially Parshas Vayera, but throughout Sefer Bereishis, follow around Avram Avinu and learn how to become a mensch.